Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. On the phone with us is someone who's very familiar to many of us here in the Diocese of Orange and now here on Orange County Catholic Radio, our friend Tita Smith. She is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Orange County. Tita, welcome back, and thanks so much for taking time out to be with us today.
My pleasure, Pat. Thank you for inviting me.
Tita's going to tell us a little bit about one of the more visible successes that's under the umbrella of Catholic Charities, and that's Camp Recreation. I had a chance to write a story about this camp last summer, and I couldn't help but be struck at how much everyone involved in it held such a strong love for the camp and for each other. It's unique and it's remarkable. Tita, I'm going to let you give us an overview of what Camp Recreation is all about. First of all, who are the campers and where do they come from?
The campers for Camp Recreation, and it is a play on words of the word recreation, but Camp Re-Creation,
right,
are folks with developmental disabilities, or more commonly today are known as intellectual disabilities. And we provide camps for teenagers, for adults, and also for children under 18. And the camps originated almost 40 years ago,
right,
trying to provide an opportunity for folks who are sometimes pretty much socially isolated, just a good old-fashioned happy camp experience away from home.
Well, a lot of us went to one camp or another when we were kids. Everything from scout camp to music camp later on, computer camp, maybe math camp, something like this. But this camp is unique in many ways. Last year, the camp was at Irvine Regional Park. Is it there again this year? Because it's really a wonderful venue out there.
No, this year we are not at Irvine Ranch Outdoor Education Center. We found that we could put on more camps if we took it to a venue that was a little less expensive.
Okay.
So believe it or not, we have got a few days reserved at good old Marywood,
hey,
our stomping grounds, for many, many years. And so this year, August 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, we will be holding the camp back in our home location at Marywood.
Now, it was there for a number of years, correct?
Oh, over 25 years, yes, at Marywood.
So I imagine a fair number of the campers will have memories from those times. They're really going to love being back there.
Very much so, very much. You know, the view is beautiful there, and it's a very spacious campus with a lot of grass, and it's got an auditorium with a stage, which the campers love for their talent show. And we have the unique experience of Mass every day at camp, and then many, many workshops in the different classrooms there. So we're really happy to be back at Marywood.
Well, for some of our listeners who may not be familiar with Marywood or where it is up in the hills of Orange, right near the intersection of the 55 and the 91 freeways. It was originally a girls' Catholic high school before the diocese took it over and made it the diocesan headquarters for a number of years, correct?
That's correct. And now, of course, it's been sold, and our offices have moved there where your offices are at Christ Cathedral, but it's still in working order, and we're going to have one last hurrah there at Marywood for camp. We do have a dorm there. When it was a girls' school, there's a three-story dorm building.
Right.
So that's how we're able to have an overnight camp.
Excellent. Well, tell us about this unique arrangement. Every camper has at least one volunteer buddy, they call them, for the duration of the camp. And this is something that not only benefits the campers, but the volunteers as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, you're right, Pat. Every single camper has their personal volunteer who is with them 24 hours a day through every activity, and that is their buddy for the camp duration. And there's a very special bond that develops between the campers and their buddies, and we have a waiting list of volunteers waiting to come back to be volunteers. Through that time, our volunteers often are with someone with a intellectual disability for the very first time in their life. They see how sometimes vulnerable that person can be, and other times so surprisingly humorous and strong. And in the same relationship, the camper feels totally protected. It's like having their own guardian angel with them, and a very fun guardian angel that's geared up to have a fun week of camp and make the camp fun for the camper. So it's a very unique relationship. And our volunteers are teenagers and college students from our Catholic schools, and then we get them back for the summer when they're home from college. So it's a really beautiful time.
And it really is remarkable that there's a waiting list for volunteers. Apparently, word really gets around about the unique nature of this and how much fun and how it's such an opportunity for growth.
Yes, absolutely, because there's hardly anybody who volunteers only once. People want to come back, and then they sort of age out of being volunteers, I think, say, in the later years of college, just because their lives, get full with college and job and things like that. But we're very proud of that relationship, and it's something that sets Camp Recreation apart from any other camp around.
Well, Megan Clem, who was the camp's co-director last year, when I was talking to her at the time, she called the experience life-changing. Those were her words, not just for the campers, but for the volunteers, for the staff, for everybody. How and why do you think that's so?
Well, of course, I think it's God's grace in action during the interaction, but I think the change is all about meeting another individual that's very different from who you are, and it works both ways. For our volunteers, they are meeting a person who is very vulnerable and might appear to the world to have some disabilities, but actually the people that come to camp are so full of life and brilliance and fun, just very unique, wonderful people that say, yeah, I'm going to go away to camp and have a good time. And the other way that it works is that those campers are just overwhelmed with the love of someone they've never met before that will stay with them for the whole week, 24 hours a day, help them get their clothes on, help them with their crafts, help make sure that they're on time for the meal, pray together with them at Mass and sing and play. It's just that your eyes are opened on both sides of this relationship to a different person, somebody very different from myself, but somebody that's here for fun, faith, and a camp experience.
Well, another thing that Megan told me last year that really stuck with me was that when camp ends and the campers go home, some of them will tell her later that one of the first things they do is take their clothes out of their suitcases or their backpacks and wash them and fold them up and pack them right back in there again in anticipation of going back the following year.
Yes, that's very true. And our new camp director, Maddie Dibb, this year is prepared for that to let our people know that we'll be here the following year, too. So get that suitcase packed up. And one of the things that, well, several of the things that go in it is we have a themed T-shirt every year. And so the campers like to bring along their T-shirts from past years, kind of their badges of how many times that they've been here with us. And that talks, too, about part of the purpose of our camp, because people with developmental disabilities or intellectual disabilities can be so socially isolated, and it shows that the camp's reputation and our longevity is the event of the year for most of our campers, so they want to be prepared.
Well, it's almost like social isolation doesn't exist at the camp, at least as far as I could tell last year, because they had activities lined up that, you know, were everything from contemplative to riotous, but everybody was together on a very frequent basis. And there's a lot of interaction there, true?
Oh, very true. Oh, everything. At camp is just so lively. Music all the time, crafts, posters, activities, good food, jokes, playing tricks on each other and that. But it can be sad then to go home to, like any of us, when we finish a vacation and go back to our four walls and our jobs and our maybe daily routine. Camp stands out head and shoulders to that, the daily experience. So we try to make it as wonderful, as lively, and as enjoyable as possible for both our campers and our volunteers.
Well, tell me a little bit about the spiritual component of the camp. Other camps like Scout Camp or other camps that do not have that spiritual component are pretty much familiar to many people, but now we work the camp Catholic element into it, the liturgical element, daily mass. How important is that in the lives of both the campers and the volunteers during the course of the camp?
Well, it's very important, and we make it a Catholic camp on purpose. Many of our campers are not Catholic, but most of them are Catholic. And what we do is, of course, have Mass every day, a very lively Mass with music and people reading the prayers of the faithful. The petitions are all done by campers. But everything is surrounded by prayer as we go through the day. A morning prayer, grace before meals, prayer before our activities, and Mass is the icing on the cake every morning. But we also have workshops, and during the workshops we highlight some of our Catholic heroes through the lives of the saints. We talk about particular feast days. The campers have their favorites. You know, people love St. Patrick. People have a great devotion to Our Lady, to Mary. And there's songs and teachings and colorful activities that we try to really bring our Catholic faith alive to these very special campers.
Well, this has really been one of the diocese's great success stories over the last 35 years, hasn't it?
Very much so. Very unusual, and we could not do it without the support of the Knights of Columbus, who fundraise each and every year and have fundraised for us for 38 years to put on camp. We could not do it without them because food costs money, rent costs money, supplies. And the Knights of Columbus have been our generous benefactors, as well as many Catholics and non-Catholics throughout our diocese and our county that have also generously supported camp recreation.
Well, Tita Smith, thanks so much once again for taking time to be with us today.
My pleasure, Pat, and we hope that you will come and visit us August 13th to the 16th at Marywood. And information on how to apply for camp, we still have a few spaces left, is at www.camprecreationccoc.org.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, Pat, thank you so much for your enthusiasm about camp, and I hope that we see you this year.
We'll be right back. Please stay with us.